By now, if you've taken an Uber or a Lyft, you're familiar with dynamic pricing, charging more or less for the same ride depending on how much demand there is. Well, now a restaurant in London is trying out a similar model. It's a place called Bob Bob Ricard, and joining us now is Leonid Shutov, the owner and founder. Leonid, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
And why did you decide to do dynamic pricing in a restaurant?
Well, it's a very competitive environment. And the times have changed, yet the restaurants, certainly the luxury restaurants, remain firmly back in the 20th century. It was simply time for us to embrace the modern world.
So how does it work at your restaurant?
It's a fairly straightforward thing. Our entire a la carte menu exists at three price levels. In a nutshell, there's a regular menu, which is a normal price as it always existed. There's a mid-peak menu, which is roughly 15% below our regular prices, and another off-peak menu, which is roughly 25% below. And this would apply across the menu.
And what counts as mid-peak times and off-peak times?
Very simply speaking, lunches tend to be less than dinners, and then beginning of the week tends to be less than the weekends. So to give you an example, on Saturday, lunch would be mid-peak, and then dinner would be regular. And on Monday, both lunch and dinner would be off-peak.
So what's the difference between this and an early bird special, which has been around forever?
Yeah, well, the famous Florida early bird special.
Right.
It's quite different in the sense that, A, the entire menu is priced differently. We're a special occasion restaurant, so people don't come to us because they're hungry. People come to us because they're looking to celebrate. And we give people options if their dates are flexible.
Now, some people are looking at what you're doing and comparing it to Uber. But of course, Uber does surge pricing where they raise the price at peak times. You're not raising the price at any time, right? You're just lowering the price at off-peak times.
We are a very different industry. Restaurants are probably the most competitive industry out there. We rely on public opinion. We rely on our customers wanting to come to us. We can never really take advantage of them because they will never forgive. They'll never return. All we're doing is we're saying on days when there's less demand generally for high-end luxury restaurants, we'll give you a reason to consider coming to us on those times.
So just give me an example of what a meal would cost in the middle of the day versus at dinner time.
An average meal, our average check at Bob Bob Ricard is about £100. But one of the interesting findings that we have is that our customers, when they come in on off-peak days, they're not necessarily looking to spend less. They're looking to get more for the full budget. Mm. So our average checks have not changed in any meaningful way on those days because the customers are rewarding themselves with more special things, with a bit of caviar, with a little bit more champagne than they may have had otherwise.
How has it affected business so far?
It's been very, very positive. We're very excited about results. We can see a massive increase, certainly on off-peak times, and our covers on our quietest days have nearly doubled.
Have you heard from any other restaurant owners in London that want to do the same thing?
Well, we've been talking to obviously lots of our friends and lots of our colleagues in the industry. And I think at this stage, most of them are watching rather than embracing it. They want to give it a bit more time. In high-end restaurants, in luxury restaurants, nobody wants to be doing the brave thing. We all prefer to follow things that have become an industry norm.
Well, and actually, one of the things that is not an industry norm that is happening at your restaurant and has been happening, it's not just the dynamic pricing, it's something else. I was there, and I remember this. You have a button at every table that says, press for champagne.
Correct. That's what we do. And we sell more champagne than any other restaurant in the UK.
Wow. Everybody just has to do it, right? You come in, you go to Bob Bob Ricard, you've got to get your champagne.
That's part of the experience. That's part of what people come in for.
And what do you charge for the champagne?
We have a very substantial list of champagne, but our house champagne, which is a phenomenal Grand Cru Ayala, is £13.50 for a glass.
How often do you have champagne? And do you have one of those buttons back in the kitchen?
Well, that would be a very dangerous thing indeed. But champagne is an occupational hazard for me. To be entirely honest, I have it virtually daily, at least a little bit.
Wow.
So it's one of the perks.
How did you come up with the Press for Champagne idea?
Oh, it was a long time ago, and it was probably one of those times when we had a bit too much champagne ourselves to start with.
Okay. That's Leonid Shutov, who is the owner and founder of the London restaurant Bob Bob Ricard. Leonid, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, and hope to see you sometime soon.